Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We work with a lot of guys, Bill and I do, down at the Salvation Army. It's not their first rodeo coming in.
Right.
And we always tell them, hey, you need to look back at what you did because you're going to do the same thing again if you don't break that pattern. Is there truth to that? And if so, how do they do that?
Yes. So I want to put it in real simple terms. So they in the addiction field, we call it what? The abstinence violation effect. So you start doing things that lead you down the slippery slope towards back towards relapse. But I put it in simple terms. What for you is risky thinking? What for you is risky behavior? What for you is risky relationships and risky situations? I mean, that's the entirety right there, isn't it? That's the whole thing. And so that's, I think, the slippery slope is when we start engaging in a pattern of thoughts that for us have led in the past to using again, starting to hang around with people who we've used with before or who trigger an emotional state for us that leads to using, being in situations that bombard us and overwhelm us and that lead to using again, or being in those relationships that we know have been toxic for us in the past and pull us back into our pattern of use.
Yeah, but they're so exciting.
Indeed, yeah, right, yes, yes.
So as a recovery person, would it be safe for us to look at anything that is a little too exciting for me? I really got to keep an eye on.
Ooh. Yeah, so here's the word, you know, that I talk to folks about all the time is the word more. And the word more is this. It's like a lot of people can use, they can have a few drinks, and then they get to the point of mild euphoria, and then they stop. And what distinguishes people who move on to addiction is they want
more.
More. They want more. And then they're living an interesting life, an engaging life, but no, that's not enough risk and thrills. And so now I got to do more. I got to do something that's a little more riskier. And normal people actually are boring to me. And so what I want to find is somebody who's got a real serious personality disorder. And that's the person who I want to hang out with because they're very dramatic, very interesting people. But, of course, that's the person I'm going to use with, too. Is that what you're talking about, George?
So what's your point? I always like to say that my off button is broken. I think I'm addicted to more.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a little is good, more is great.
And, of course, it's not, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
The most exciting thing, and I'm an adrenaline guy, adrenaline junkie, is working with dead people and introducing them to the living God through Jesus Christ. That's the most exciting thing you can do.
That's right.
But to tell an addict that, I'm doing coke, I'm chasing girls, I'm gambling, and you want me to go get a Bible and tell people about God? Oh, boy, that sounds exciting. Can't wait to do that. But the other are lies, and this is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.